Food for thought for this May 28th. Last week in the news, we told you about a study that found that organophosphates that are sprayed on common fruits and vegetables that kids like to eat have been linked to causing ADHD in children.
It's the residue from the spray. Mm-hmm. When the farmers have sprayed them to keep the bugs off of them.
Now, when this story first broke, the Today Show had an expert on, and this is what they had to say.
In 28% of frozen blueberries, in 25% of regular old strawberries on the market, there was residue of organophosphates. But what these researchers found is that for every tenfold increase of this residue in urine, there's a 55% increase risk for ADHD.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Now you want my side of the story?
I don't think I can handle the truth.
Well, we're going to have to today because most people are not going to be able to afford to buy organic. And the other thing is, it's a very simple fix. I don't care where you get the fruits or vegetables. If you go to the farmer's market, those fruits and vegetables should all be soaked in a good organic cleaner. And after 10 to 15 minutes of your fruits and vegetables sitting and soaking in a good basic H solution, the residue down in the bottom of that sink that has come off of your fruits and vegetables is unbelievable. I have watched people in the grocery store pick up grapes right there and eat them. You should never do that. You shouldn't be in the fields picking and eating them because everything is sprayed. If it's not sprayed, we're going to have bugs coming in and eating our produce.
One thing you mentioned in the study, they said that parents shouldn't see the study and say, you know what, I'm not going to feed my kids fruits and vegetables
right.
anymore. They say, right. you know, your kids need that. But buying organic was one option. Also, local produce.
Local. We have so much at our fingertips here in the Southern Tier, especially. You can't hardly drive for very far before you see a farmer's market or a wagon set up that has good produce. And even with that produce, we should be taking extra steps and cares to wash that thoroughly. It's just a necessity. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Our bodies need fresh fruits and vegetables, and God has created them such that where we get caught up in a mess is when we're eating highly processed foods. Those are more of the areas that you are going to see children and adults who have illnesses connected because of eating improperly prepared foods.
From what I understand, too, in the study, they were saying that these organophosphates, they're not something that you have to worry about sticking around the body. They will be flushed through your system eventually.
You're right.
Are there some fruits that are harder to clean than others?
Strawberries are going to be tough. And that's, again, where strawberries should be purchased more locally. But they've been sprayed. They're all going to be sprayed. We've got farmers here, you know, right in the Southern Tier that have some of the best apples you'll ever, ever eat. They've been sprayed. They need to be washed and handled properly. You know, if you're still concerned, peel your fruits.
If you can.
If you can. Can't peel a strawberry, can you?
Probably try.
Or a blueberry.
Blueberries, as they mentioned, were one of the other higher fruits that had pesticide residue.
Yeah, and they are. You know, they are going to have those sprays on them. You'll look at them and you'll kind of see that silvery, that white silvery residue on them, especially the blueberries and the grapes.
I guess that's really dealing with the reality of living in a society that you spray plants in order to have a more abundant harvest, but there are the trade-offs. And with organic, because there isn't that high a yield as you would have with fruits and veggies that are sprayed, they're going to be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If it works for your budget,
mm-hmm.
would you say that organic would be something to look at?
When you go in the grocery store, you don't see a huge organic section because for the most part, a lot of people cannot afford it. It depends, again, on what you're getting. A lot of it, those vegetables, those fruits that can be peeled, just go ahead and eat them.
Pick your battles.
Exactly. Because if you give too much to a budget over here, chances are you're going to try to supplement over here with eating foods that are not the best choice for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many variables. We need to take a step back and we need to look at what kind of junk our kids are putting in at school, on the way home from school, and when they get home to us. What are we feeding them? What's the snack that they grab? Is it an apple or a pear or some grapes? We're not taking the time because of our rush schedules to make our own good whole food snacks so that we can give our children the optimum health and ourselves that we really deserve.